Hi guys, and welcome to the Differently More podcast. I'm your host, Orlan, and I'm a content creator, singer, and medical student in the UK that loves anything related to self-growth, self-development, improving your life as a whole, and manifesting the life of your dreams. I'm here to help you close the gap between you and your dreams by helping you heal and grow. You're in the right place if you're ready to look inwards to find your answers, take accountability for your future, to start living the life of your dreams while being happy and healthy, deep in your faith in the universe, and discover new tools and concepts to accelerate your growth. I am so grateful you found this podcast, and I'm sure that you'll find something here that will help you on your own journey. So with that said, let's get into this episode, shall we? If one of the main keys to success is consistency, then how does one stay consistent? This is exactly what I'll be focusing on in today's video, and you're in luck because I'm not going to be talking about the deja vu run-of-the-mill techniques and tips that you can see plastered all over Instagram, all over the internet. We're going to go one step deeper. We're going to go one layer deeper. We're going to go to the root of the issue that will, once you understand this, will help you stay consistent without even having to think about it. At least that's the intention that I've put behind this podcast episode. So if that sounds good to you, please continue watching. Please continue listening. I really, really appreciate you guys. But if you do not know who I am, I'm Orlan. I'm a medical student in the UK, currently doing a master's in tissue engineering. And all of my relevant links, meaning my YouTube channel for singing, because I'm also a singer, as well as my Instagram and my podcast, are all in the description or the show notes below if you want to dive into my universe a little bit more. But let's get into it. As I said today, we're talking about consistency. What is consistency? For me, consistency is like a behavior where you show up for yourself time and time and time and time and time again. When you feel low, when you feel high, when you feel frustrated, when you feel like doing nothing, you still show up for yourself. And you can kind of zoom out the picture once in a while and realize that you've done the same action, the same behavior, time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. And you're like, wow, I've been doing this thing for months and I've enjoyed it. That's consistency. And I think a lot of the times we think about consistency with the gym, we think about consistency with cooking good food, we think about consistency with, for example, a YouTube channel, a podcast, an Instagram page. A lot of the times, successful people attribute their success to consistently showing up for their dream. You can show up for anything, your singing dream, your writing dream, writing a book, writing songs, an Instagram page, a YouTube page, a Patreon, whatever it is, a cooking business, any type of business. Every single person, a lot of the times when they talk about themselves and their successes in interviews, they always say it comes down to the consistency. I showed up for years before I had my big break, right? And so if this is one of the keys to success, how does one stay consistent? And I honestly feel like I've cracked the code. Guys, I honestly feel like I've cracked the code because I think that on the outside, it seems like I was always relatively consistent because I think that I'm somebody that's very strong-willed and very disciplined. So when I put myself to something, my head, my eyes on something, I'm going to do it. But it doesn't mean that this process is kind of effortless. A lot of the times when I was consistent, quote unquote, more like very disciplined, I would say, it was attached to a lot of like resistance where I was really like, felt like I was trudging along, like moving, using all of my muscles and just being so exhausted afterwards. But recently, with certain aspects of my life, I've really been able to be consistent without that feeling. Everything feels so much more effortless. And I honestly really feel like I've cracked the code of consistency, and that is exactly what I'm about to share with you right now. So the way for you guys to be consistent in an effortless way, where you don't feel like you have to be using your willpower and your discipline muscles so much, you just show up, you just do it time and time again without really thinking about it, is when you attach this behavior, this action that you want to do consistently to a purpose. You link it and you intertwine it so deeply with a purpose that you're going to show up for it, because the purpose is intrinsically linked to you. It's intrinsically linked to one of your goals in life, one of the ways that you want to be remembered in life, right? And so if you attach one of your goals, one of your dreams to a purpose, you intimately link it with a purpose, you're going to realize that it's so much easier to show up for yourself. It's just 1,000 times easier to show up for yourself consistently. Because at this point in time, when you go through those days where you don't want to show up, when you go through those days where you're tired, where you're exhausted, where you're like, I do not want to be filming this right now, right? When you have days where you're like, oh my God, all I want to do is lay in bed and cry and just exist. I do not want to be putting a post online. I do not want to be working on my business. I do not want to be writing a song. I do not want to be writing whatever. You still are going to do it. without using as much of the willpower force, right? Because it's linked to a purpose. It's linked to something bigger than you. It's not just you anymore. It's your purpose. It's your legacy. And so that's something that I've really, really, really realized this summer when I was in Canada. And I drastically changed the direction of my YouTube channel. Because for people that do not know me and have not been here for a very long time, I appreciate you guys for founding my YouTube channel and my podcast. But this channel started as a channel all about medicine and how to help people get into medical school in the UK. That was the whole premise of my channel. That was the purpose behind it, because I had a very, very tough journey going into medical school. And I have a whole video about it if you want. I'll link it in the eye. But I had a very, very tough journey. And so I promised myself one evening, I was like, Alain, if you get into medical school in the UK, if you get accepted, you have an offer, you have a place to study in this country for medicine, you will start a YouTube channel and you will help other people do it too. So that was the first purpose of my channel. And that was very easy to be consistent with because I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about. I knew exactly what the purpose behind it was. I was helping other prospective medical students getting into medical school in the UK. So that was really, really easy. But the problem with that is that there's a time limit. There's an amount of content that you can talk about, and then you've talked about it all, right? The application to medicine is a finite thing. There's not 1,000 things to talk about. There's a few things, and then you talk about them deeply, and then that's it. You know, they don't really change every year, right? And so I reached a point where I was like, right, I've talked about everything that I could talk about on this topic. What am I going to talk about on this YouTube channel now? Because I love this. I love my YouTube channel. I love sharing things with you guys. I love being on camera, all of that jazz. I love that. So I was like, well, let's just do vlogs and share my life as a medical student. So I did that for a while. But slowly but surely, it started to feel a lot less fulfilling, right? It felt a little bit forced. It felt like I was not adding value to people's lives. And because I felt like I was not really adding value, yes, people liked the vlogs and people appreciated seeing my life. But I personally thought I am not adding some real value to somebody's life if they're spending their 20 minutes of their time watching me live my life, watching me be a medical student. That's not adding anything to their lives. I have enough vlogs for people to understand how medical school works. Now there's no real point for me to do another and another and another and another vlog. At this point, they're just watching me live and vicariously living through me. And that's not what I ever want to promote online. I want people to enjoy their own lives and love their own lives and just have so much joy for the way that they live and the way that they show up in the world. That's what I want for people. And I didn't know that at the time. And that's why I think I was very yo-yoing with my YouTube channel. I would have 3 videos that I would really enjoy doing one after the other. Then I would have a month break or 2-week break, or it was just not consistent. And it's only when I went through my breakup that I was like, you know what? Right now I have no time to do any videos. I have no time to process anything and to share anything and to talk about anything. Absolutely not. So I just paused everything and I was like, right, YouTube, we're making a big pause indefinite until we feel like we want to come back. And it was only when I was in Canada over the summer that I had a huge, massive download. I was on a bike, I remember, with my family, and I had a huge download hit me at once out of the purpose of my channel, how I was going to switch my channel around, what I was now going to talk about, why I wanted to talk about it, why it was important, the fact that I was going to start a YouTube channel for singing, the fact that I was also going to start a podcast, how I was going to start these at which different time points, what I was going to talk about on the podcast, how I was going to integrate my podcast to my YouTube channel. And everything just like hit me in the face at once. And I had my purpose. I had my new purpose for this channel. I had the new vision, the new driving force that is beyond me for this channel that was created. And it's only when that was created that I was able to be consistent. And you can see it. Since the podcast has started, minus the first episode, I have posted an episode every single week without fail. I have posted on top of that now, I'm also doing a midweek video exclusively on YouTube every single Wednesday. Sometimes it's Thursday if I have a really, really bad Wednesday, but it's very, very rare that it goes up on the Thursday. And that has also been happening every single week, right? And so I've been showing up and it hasn't felt super, super difficult. That's something that I've realized. It hasn't felt so difficult to actually show up because I have my purpose driving me. I have my purpose blowing wind into my sails, right? It's helping me move, meaning that when I'm stuck in my bed, when I'm tired, when I'm exhausted, when I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I've just had a really tough day in the lab. I really had a tough day at school or whatever it is. I still sit at this table, sit at this chair, open my computer, open the camera, click record, and I talk because I know that somewhere this video, this podcast is going to be heard by somebody that really, really needs it. And I know that it's important for me to show up consistently. It's important for me to consistently show up to help people. That's my purpose, right? This is something that I want to do with my life. And this is the reason why I'm able to be consistent with it. Because at this point, it's not about me really anymore. It's about something deeper. It's about my purpose. It's about a drive. And so that helps me be consistent. And I think it's really interesting, and I don't know if I'm able to explain it very well, but the force that is pushing me is not my discipline anymore. My discipline kicks in once in a while, once in a blue moon, when I'm really like, I really don't want to do this. And I'm just like, oh, what if I just skip a week this week? And then my discipline kicks in. It's like, no, we're not doing this. We're still going to do it, right? But it kicks in so much less because it's so much easier to show up for something that you really, really believe in. It's so much easier to show up for your purpose. It's a lot harder to show up for something when it's not attached to a purpose. It's not attached to something that really drives you, that really moves you, right? Same thing with the gym. How am I able to go to the gym 6 times a week? First of all, the gym is close to my house. That helps. But how can I be able to every single week show up 6 times a week, right? Going to the gym. It's because it's attached to a deeper purpose. It's attached to a deeper value of mine, a value of being healthy. So it doesn't matter if I'm going to do whatever in the gym. I'm going to be in the gym 6 times a week. If I'm only there for 5 minutes, that's fine. But I've shown up for myself and I've shown up for my health. And that's really what I want to really, really, really drive home in this video today is the importance of attaching your dream, what it is that you want to achieve, to a deeper purpose. And if you can't find that purpose, maybe that's not your dream, or maybe it's not the dream for right now. Maybe it's not the goal for right now. Maybe there's more thinking, there's more journaling, there's more time to go within that is needed before you can kind of have that download hit you, before you can be like, oh, this is why I want to do this thing. But I can promise you, the moment your goal is attached to a deeper purpose, you're consistently with SOAR. And so I'm not saying that like the tips from other content creators, the tips from other things that you can find, which are more practical, how do you stay consistent, time block, do this, do that. I'm not saying that these are not useful, right? They are useful and they have their space. I am just saying that there's something that we don't talk about very often that also needs to be addressed, is that attach your goals, attach the behavior that you want to be consistent with, a deeper purpose, a deeper drive, a deeper force that will literally move you in the right direction when you can't move your own self, right? And this is really one of the major, major keys that can help you and that will help you stay consistent on the long term. Because it's something, right, for me to tell you, oh, I've been consistent since August. That's what, August to March is what, about 8 months, right? That's something to be like, okay, I've been consistent for 8 months. What about 8 years? How am I going to stay consistent for 8 years if the thing that I am doing is not attached to a deeper purpose? That doesn't work, right? Your body can only go so far. At some point, there's going to have to be something else that's going to push you. And so this is why it's super important, I think, for you guys to spend time with yourselves. And I know that it sounds a little bit abstract. People are like, oh, but like, what do you mean by light? And like, la, la, la. Everybody's just saying, spend time with yourself. What I mean is start enjoying your own company. Start listening to your own voice in your head. Start listening to your own thoughts in your head. And if it becomes too much, write down what's happening up there. Write down the things that are happening in your mind and start to cultivate a relationship between you and your mind. And you're going to realize the beautiful, beautiful interactions that you can have with yourself. And it's almost as if your mind is speaking to you and then you're writing it down. And the more you can do that, the more you can spend time that is just between you and your thoughts, right? No harsh music when you're in the shower. Sometimes it's important to just spend time in the calm. It's only when you're in the calm space, maybe some like really light, no lyric music in the background. It's only in those moments that you can speak to you. If not, it's always somebody else speaking at you. When you're on Instagram, it's whatever person that's speaking at you and telling you what to do. When you're listening to music, it's the lyrics telling you what you should do. It's the lyrics bringing emotion to you. But when it's just you and yourself, it is you speaking to you. It's a very, very quiet voice. You can't do that in the noise and the hustle and the bustle and the distraction. And it's only when you give yourself that gift, that you allow yourself to sit down with yourself, that you allow yourself to be like, right, I know this sounds weird. I know this is kind of like a little abstract, but let's just be with ourselves for a little bit. 5 minutes, just sit down. What is me telling me? Oh, I feel a little bit stressed. Why are my shoulders tensed up? I didn't notice that all day, but I guess they've been tensed all day because I was like this and I sit down and I was like, oh, relax my shoulders. oh, you sit down and you're like, oh, like, why is my heart feeling a little uneasy? Or you sit down and you're like, oh, like, I feel so joyful. My heart feels like it's about to burst, right? And so if you don't have those moments, if you don't create those privileged moments between you and yourself, and you start making it more of like a habit, something that you have to kind of discipline your way through at the beginning, you're not going to be able to cultivate the beauty. The only reason why I was able to have this massive download at me for the purpose of this YouTube channel is because I had spent years, first of all, and also at that point, weeks spending so much time with myself because I was so deeply healing from this breakup. I was so in pain. I was so shattered. I was spending so much time trying to understand all of the emotions that were coming up to me. And so that's at this point that I really developed skills as to how to understand myself, how to communicate with myself. And that is something that obviously I can make videos, I can share with you guys certain tips as to how you can do that and kind of like surface level, not surface level, but like certain techniques that you can use. But at the end of the day, we are all so different. And the best teacher that you will ever have on this is your own self. You're going to be the best teacher and the best student, if you want to be able to understand how you work and how your body speaks to you. Some people, bodies speak to them, things come to them in their ears and they like hear things. Other people, they see things. It's completely, completely different. The best way to stay consistent with something, long haul, not a year, not a couple months, long haul, is to attach said thing to a purpose, to a why. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do I want to go to the gym 5 times a week? Why is that important to me? What can I think about when I'm going to have a day where I'm exhausted? I don't feel like going. I'm just tired. I'm on my period. I'm cranky and I'm angry. What's going to make me put those leggings on, put that top on and go to the gym? Because it sure as hell is not going to be motivation because that she's gone. She's left the group chat days ago. So it's going to be the purpose. It's going to be the why. It's going to be the, but you said that health was important. But you said that daily movement was important. But you said that you want to live till 95. But you said, and then you were like, okay, fine, I'll go, right? It's these things that will help you get there. And I also want to do this last little distinction for you guys of like the consistency that I'm talking about today is the consistency where you have a choice not to do it. Right? And that's the hardest consistency to master and to work on because there's a lot of things in your life that you're consistent with, right? Your work, you're probably consistent at giving back the projects on time. Your school, probably consistent at giving back your homework. You're consistent at showing up every day to work at 9, leaving at 5, showing up to school every day. There's a lot of that is easy to be consistent with, right? If you've paid for 10 yoga classes, you're probably going to go to all 10 because you've paid. You know, you've invested money. You're like, well, I'm not losing that money. I've paid for it already. And so that's like consistency that's quite easy to sustain, that's quite easy to maintain, that's quite easy to just be consistent with because it's either forced upon you on your schedule, forced because of the life that you have, or because you've already invested money, right? But consistency with your dreams, the little dreams that like speak at ye, the little dreams that whisper, hey, I want to be a singer. Hey, I really want to help people in X, Y, and Z way. Those little dreams that you have within ye, you can't really invest crazy amounts of money. Yeah, you can. You can invest, you can buy courses or whatever, but it's a different type of consistency that's needed. And the consistency that's needed is a consistency that's going to be attached to a purpose. That's, I think, one of the major and key ways that will allow you to show up for this thing that you can't pay up front. It's not something that is forced upon you where if you don't do it, there's going to be a huge consequence, like losing your job, being expelled from a school. So it's not something that is forced consistency. That's a chosen consistency. And so what I'm talking about here is chosen consistency. How do you stay consistent with the things that you choose to be consistent at? And I think the best way to do that is to attach it to a purpose. At least in my life, that's what I've seen. And so that's what I want to share with you guys today. And that's what I have, hopefully, shared with you guys today. Yeah. I really, really hope that this has been useful to you. And as a little anecdote for the people that have watched this till the end, I want to reward you guys with a little thing, a little like insight, a little secret between you and me. I feel like I filmed this podcast episode at the exact right time because today was not necessarily a day where I wanted to be on camera. It was not a day where I wanted to be on camera. I was having a nap. I was tired. I didn't want to show up. I was like, ugh. It's Friday. The video will be posted on Sunday. I don't need to do it today, but then something came up that I'm going to be busy tomorrow, so I'm not going to have the time to film. And so I was like, right, a video, no questions asked. A video is going up on Sunday. So now you have to film it today. I know you're tired. I know you don't want to. I know you're like exhausted. I know you'd rather do a lot of other things, but we're still going to show up. We're going to show up well on top of that. We're not just going to show up and be like, oh, we're going to show up well, right? And I feel really proud of me. I feel like I've added an extra layer of like self-trust, an extra layer of like, I can do hard things, an extra layer of like, right, when I say I'm going to do something, I actually do it. I actually do show up. I do have follow through. And this is something that we can talk about another time, maybe a topic for another time, but like self-trust, confidence. I have videos on it as well and podcast episode on like how to build confidence. But the main thing you can do to build your self-confidence and your self-trust and everything is to have unshakable proof, like a stack of proof of all of the times where you've shown up for yourself when you didn't really want to, but you still did it because you knew that it was attached to something bigger. You knew that that was the thing that was important to you. So you did it anyways, right? You didn't say like, oh, I'm tired, so I'm just going to go to bed. Nah, you still showed up for yourself. And now you're adding an extra layer, an extra sheet of paper on the stack that's already existing. And if your stack is non-existent, start it with the first paper. The moment you have two papers, you can already say that it's a stack, right? So yeah, I'm going to stop rambling now. I really, really hope that you've enjoyed the video. If you did, please subscribe to my channel, like this video, share this video with other people that could benefit from it as well. If you're listening on the podcast, I appreciate you guys. Please subscribe to it. Please leave a review. Please rate it. It really, really helps me and it really, really helps the show. And please, if you have a friend, somebody in your life that you're like, they will really, really benefit from this, please send it their way. I told you, my purpose is to help people. And I can only do so much on my own, which is that I'm showing up every single week to help you guys. But if you know somebody in your life that you know that they will benefit from this, please help them. Please let me help them through you, right? You can introduce my content to them. And then hopefully I can help them with whatever they're struggling with. So thank you so much for watching. I appreciate you guys so, so much. As I told you, my singing YouTube channel is in the link below. My podcast as well is in the link below, as well as my Instagram. A new video on my podcast, on my YouTube channel exclusively, will go up on Wednesday. And then I'll see you guys again Sunday. So you have so many opportunities to see me again if you want to. But yeah, I love you guys. I really hope that you're having a beautiful, magical day wherever you are. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys.